Blog Talk Radio. ready. I'm ready. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Start doing the show at 6:30 p.m. 6 p.m. on Monday. Don't forget that. We're going to do a show at 6:30 p.m. on Monday. Okay? Now I have a caller from the 803 area code. The first three digits are 420. And caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your name, caller, and where you calling from?
My name's Mike, and I'm calling from Valley, Alabama.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy? What you talking about today?
We're going to talk about what's going on in Ferguson.
Yes, sir. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Well, I think everybody's jumping to conclusions. They're not letting the court system do what it's supposed to do. We're vandalizing. We got a bunch of opportunists out there. The opportunity to steal and break and vandalize when they should just allow the court system to do what it's doing. They're tearing up their own town, and they're not gaining nothing out of it.
Absolutely. I agree with you there, and I think, you know, I say this all the time. I really don't understand why people would do that. I mean, and to do it in your own community is even less thoughtful, and that doesn't get you anywhere. I think, you know, if you look back, and these kids don't understand the history of where we come from. If you look back on history, no one did these, you know, a lot of people protested, a lot of people marched and all this, but everyone did it in a calm manner where we didn't have all the violence and all the fires and all this kind of stuff back in the day. You can get things done peacefully better than you can get things done violently.
That's right. I agree 100%. You know, you'd sit there and everybody's speculating that Michael Brown is innocent already, and nobody, including the current administration, even knows all the facts.
Right.
So
they have to
allow the investigation to go forward.
Absolutely. I believe that as well. And I really didn't want to talk about Ferguson. I talked about it on yesterday. I really didn't want to talk about it because I don't have all the facts. And, you know, but history has shown that, you know, a lot of these guys get away with, you know, murdering a kid. And like I said, we don't know the facts yet. We got to wait and see. But, you know, the way that the media is portraying it, you know, it doesn't look good.
That's right. That's right. All right. So, I just wanted to throw it out there.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate your call, bud.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Take care, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes, you will. All right, bye.
Keep listening now. Don't shut down the show. Keep listening to the show now. I got about 20 minutes to go.
I got you, Frank.
All right, but so you know, again, guys, you know the big thing about that is just hold your horses. Y'all can protest all you want, do whatever, but don't burn down your own town. I mean, you burn down your own town, and now you got to rebuild somehow, and that's not good. I don't think you should burn down your town. If you can do this peacefully, you know, without throwing rocks and bricks and things at the police, because they have the upper hand. If you guys get out of line, if you guys get out of line in Ferguson and you're protesting them, then they have the right or the opportunity or whatever to use force against the crowd. And that's what you don't want. That's when people get hurt. And we've already, you know, you guys already have someone that's dead. So we don't want anyone else to die from this. So if you guys will protest peacefully, things can get done. Things can get done. There's no law that says you cannot protest. You cannot march. Or you can march, but do it peacefully. That's all the president is asking for, is do it peacefully while due process goes, okay? And that's, you know, that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. But again, and one other thing I wanted to say before I shut down on this subject is I believe that if the people in Ferguson as much energy into the voting box, into the voting booth, in their town, in their community, as they do into this march, because a kid was killed by a police officer. If you guys would put that kind of energy into the voting box, you can make some changes in your town. Okay? The key is the voter box, putting your vote in, casting your vote for someone that you want in office in your community. The last election, there was a 10% African American turnout for voting in the last election in Ferguson. 10%. That's one out of every 10 people. So you put 10 people out there, only one of them voted. You put 100 people out there, only 10 of them voted. You put 1,000 people out there, only 100 of them voted. And so on and so forth. That's ridiculous. So you guys got to get to the voting box and put who you want in office. I guarantee you there's some competent African-Americans in Ferguson that have run for county commissioner, mayor, whatever, of that town. And if you guys like what they're talking about, go and vote for them. You're the majority there. You have more of your people there than anybody else. Why shouldn't you win an election? Go vote for that person. And that's the problem. We sit around and throw stones and throw rocks, but you won't even go vote for who you want to be in office. So that's, you know, that's a big problem. So, and again, that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. And so what I wanted to do today is, I wanted to talk a little bit about the student loans. People that go to school, get student loans, and then you have to pay them back after you finish school. But here's the problem that I see with student loans and going to school. Everyone wants to go back to school, right? No problem. Go back to school. But you go back to school and you borrow this money to go back to school and you finish, you get your degree or whatever you're after, you get your degree, and then, you know, you come out of school and 6 months later, you still don't have a job. You still don't have a job in background, in your field that you just finished studying, okay? And these, and my beef is with a lot of these colleges is that they promise you that they're going to help you find a job when you finish, okay? And that's like some bait. That's bait to get you in there. They want the money, okay? Yeah, they're going to teach you whatever, but they want that money. They're going to get their money or you're not going to school, okay? But once you finish school, once you get through school, then, hey, they supposed to promise you, or they do promise you, a job. But most people, and I'm one of these people, that have a a student loan to pay back. I finished school, but the school did not help me in paying, in finding a job in my field, okay? And that's a problem, right? That's a problem. So, you know, you guys got to be careful with that, because in the long run, when you look at it, you're going to ride a long, long time having to pay these student loans back, and you're still not working in your field, okay? Still not working in your field. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller up on the show from the 706 area code, and the first three digits are 518. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Frank, this is Julia from West Point, Georgia. I was just calling to let you know someone trying to get on your show, and you won't beep on.
I won't be what? I'm sorry.
Beep on. She said she's been clicking one, but it won't click. You won't come on.
Well, I'm on the show for sure, and you say now, who wants to come on the show?
This girl won't trying to talk to you, but it won't click on.
Oh, okay.
I talked to press one.
Yeah. Is it the young lady that you asked me to meet on yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. I did go down, and I did meet her on yesterday, and we talked, and I am going to talk with her. I see she is up on the show. So I am going to talk with her.
I told her to press 1, but she said every time she pressed 1, it won't click on you.
Well, I see she's on the show. I see she's pressed 1, so I'll go ahead and get her up on the show. I wanted to talk to her at the end of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and get her on the show right now, if that's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. So now I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 518. you have the same digits as Julia. So you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Frank. This is Janeiro Madden. I'm calling from Valley, Alabama. I was just holding on listening to the show.
Okay, that's fine, Janeiro. And so, yeah, we'll talk as soon as the show's over. I still have about 15 minutes of recording time afterwards. But
okay.
And we can talk then. But I got about 4 or 5 minutes left in the show now. If you wanna talk a little bit about what you have going on right now, that'll be great. We have a full house.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine if it won't take up what you were trying to do. That's fine. We can talk about it.
That's good. So go ahead with what you want to talk about.
Okay, well, actually, I would like to bring awareness to, like, teen dating violence that can start as early as age 13 through 18. And once, of course, you turn 21 and you take that same behavior into your young adulthood, it becomes domestic violence, which is like a really not a good lifestyle. You know, me being a survivor myself, I am aware of the damage that it can do to you mentally. But I'm really concerned about our teens, because if we can combat it in our teenage kids, then we can perhaps minimize it once it reaches adulthood, where we can have healthy relationships. So that's my passion right now, and that's what I'm working on, is bringing awareness to dating violence. And I have a couple of signs that teenagers can look for when they're dating, and I also have a couple of signs that parents can look for.
So now, Janeiro, I don't mean to cut you off, but I heard something you said just now.
Mm-hmm.
You said that at age 21, it becomes domestic violence?
Yeah, I guess according just to the law, the way they word it, it's all domestic abuse. It's all abuse. But like with teenagers, I guess people don't take it really serious, and maybe the law is not really enforceable on teenagers unless parents get involved and go to the law. But it's just called teen dating violence. But, of course, you know, when you become adults and you may get into a disagreement with your partner or your spouse, and then when you call the cops, it's labeled domestic violence. It's really the same thing. It's just like a different age group.
Okay. But you're not saying that if you're younger than 21 and you have a problem at home with your significant other or whatever, that the cops can't be called and it's considered domestic violence? Is that what you're saying?
I really am not trying to word it that way, but just from my experience of things that I know that is going on now, Alabama, where I live, I don't even think they have any kind of laws pertaining to domestic violence in teenagers. And I'm not really sure how much of our schools, like I said again, in Alabama, is talking to our young students about this matter, but it's very prevalent in the area that I live in because I do know a 14-year-old that is experiencing this same thing. If the young person is not afraid to tell someone and adults get involved, then I'm sure the law will do its job, you know, but in kids, in our children, I don't even think they know how serious it is. And so that's why
right.
I'm bringing awareness to it. That's why I want to bring awareness to it.
Okay. Well, hang on, Gennaro, and we'll talk a little bit off the air. I want to give you an idea of what I want to do for you, okay? Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and we'll talk on Monday. Monday, remember, 6:30.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be.
Okay, guys, just before, I know there's still some people up on the show, and Gennaro, you're back live again, but are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've been thinking about it ever since I talked to you last night, and
mm-hmm.
After talking to someone else that's close to the show, I wanted to give you an opportunity to put your message out there. So,
okay,
I'd like to give you a show. I'd like to give you a full show where we can title it whatever you want, and I'll send it out to my listeners, and we can promote it. I have a Twitter, I have a Facebook, and, of course, on my site at Blog Talk Radio, I can promote it to my audience, and
okay.
You can come on the show. You can come on the show, and I'll give you the full show. 20 minutes or whatever, and you can talk about everything that you want to. You can, you know, I know you said you were working on some type of production. You can,
yes.
You know, whatever you want to talk about. It's that's up to you, but
okay.
I will allow you to come on the show and have that opportunity to get your message out.
Okay. Good. I'm in shock
whenever,
right now. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So whenever you want to, we'll stay in touch. And whenever you're
okay,
you know, whenever you think you'll be available, like
okay,
because I'm going to a different work schedule next week.
Right.
We're gonna be doing the show at 6:30.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
I heard you say that. Uh-huh.
So, what shift are you on? You'll be on.
I'll be on second, and I won't be able to participate with the 6:30 show, right?
Okay. Right, okay. So, So what I may have to do is we may have to do a special weekend show. Maybe we can do a special Saturday show when we're kind of on the same length. And because I only do Monday through Friday, I'll do that for you on a Saturday. But at the same time, I don't believe that my audience is as big on the weekend. So what I'll do is once we go back to a time when you can call in like now or whatever, once we go back to a time where you can call in when you're not working, I'll give you a second chance to do that when I have a full audience during the week.
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Yes, I am speechless. Thank you so much. I did not expect this. I was just waiting, listening to the show, and just expecting to talk about it a little more, but I didn't expect this, but thank you.
Well, no problem. I like I said, I talked to some more people that help sponsor my show, and they gave me the idea of allowing you to come on and talk about your project and give some awareness to the audience about this, because I think just like you, is that it's not talked about the way it should be.
And so
I'll give you the opportunity. We'll give you the opportunity to do that at your convenience.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. And I'll try to stop by at the end of the day today. And kind of chat with you again this evening.
Okay. Okay, I'll try to, after I get some sleep and once I wake up, if I have time to, like, because I wrote some stuff up last night, if I have time to, like, type it up and print it out, then I'll give you some reading material, too. But I'll be looking forward to you if you can make it down at the end of the shift. That'd be great.
Okay, that'll be perfect. All right, Janeiro, well, take care of yourself, get some sleep, and we'll talk.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.